Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most foundational topics in the whole specification, setting business aims and objectives. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up every single year, and the good news is, once you truly understand it, it's one of the most straightforward ways to pick up marks in the exam. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define aims and objectives, explain why they differ between businesses, and, crucially, write the kind of exam answers that examiners love. Let's go. First things first, what is the difference between a business aim and a business objective? This is the number one mistake candidates make in the exam. They use these two terms interchangeably, and that costs marks. A business aim is the long-term, overarching goal of the business. It's broad, it's aspirational, and it gives the business its overall direction. Think of it like a destination on a map. For example, a business might aim to become the leading coffee shop brand in the United Kingdom. That's an aim. It tells you where the business wants to go, but it doesn't tell you exactly how to get there. A business objective, on the other hand, is a specific, measurable step that helps the business work towards its aim. Objectives are often described using the SMART framework. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. So, using our coffee shop example, an objective might be to open 50 new stores in the UK within the next 2 years. That's specific, it's measurable, it's time-bound, it's a proper objective. Now let's talk about the main types of business objectives you need to know for your exam. There are 7 key ones, and I want you to be able to name and explain all of them. Number 1, survival. This is the most basic objective, and it's typically the priority for new startup businesses. When a business first launches, it's in a vulnerable position. It has limited cash flow, it's building its customer base, and it faces fierce competition from established rivals. Survival simply means staying in business and avoiding failure. Think about a brand new independent restaurant that's just opened. Their first priority isn't profit, it's making sure they're still open in 6 months' time. Number 2, profit maximization. Once a business has survived its early stages, profit becomes the focus. Profit is the money left over after all costs have been paid. Profit maximization means making as much profit as possible. This is particularly important for private limited companies and public limited companies, where the owners and shareholders expect a financial return on their investment. Number 3, growth. A business might set an objective to grow either domestically by expanding within the UK or internationally by entering new overseas markets. Growth can mean increasing the number of outlets, expanding the product range, or acquiring other businesses. Companies like Amazon and McDonald's are classic examples of businesses that have pursued aggressive growth objectives. Number 4, market share. Market share is the percentage of total sales in a market that a business holds. For example, if the total UK smartphone market is worth £10 billion and one company sells £2 billion worth of phones, that company has a 20% market share. Businesses often set objectives to increase their market share because a higher share means more customers choosing you over your competitors. Let's continue with the remaining objectives. Number 5, customer satisfaction. Not all objectives are purely financial. Customer satisfaction means ensuring that customers are happy with the products or services they receive. Businesses that prioritize customer satisfaction often invest heavily in staff training, after-sales service, and product quality. John Lewis is a great example. Their famous motto, "Never knowingly undersold," reflects a deep commitment to customer satisfaction. High customer satisfaction leads to repeat business and positive word of mouth, which ultimately supports long-term profitability. Number 6, social and ethical objectives. Some businesses, particularly not-for-profit organizations, charities, and social enterprises, prioritize social or ethical goals over profit. A social enterprise like The Big Issue exists to provide employment and support for homeless people. Profit is a means to an end, not the end itself. Even large commercial businesses increasingly set ethical objectives, such as reducing their carbon footprint, sourcing materials sustainably, or paying workers a living wage. The Body Shop built its entire brand around ethical sourcing and environmental responsibility. Number 7, shareholder value. For large public limited companies, PLCs, that are listed on the stock exchange, a key objective is to maximize shareholder value. This means increasing the share price and paying regular dividends to shareholders. Companies like Tesco, BP, and Barclays are all accountable to their shareholders and must demonstrate that the business is being run in a way that protects and grows their investment. Now, here's something really important that examiners want to see. The understanding that objectives change as a business evolves. A brand new startup will almost certainly prioritize survival above everything else. As it grows and becomes profitable, it might shift its focus to profit maximization and market share. A large, well-established multinational might then turn its attention to social responsibility and shareholder value. The stage of the business lifecycle is a key factor in determining which objective is most appropriate. Objectives also differ based on the type of business. A not-for-profit organization like Oxfam will never have profit maximization as its primary objective. Its mission is humanitarian. A sole trader running a local plumbing business might simply want to earn a comfortable living. A PLC like Unilever must balance the demands of millions of shareholders with its corporate social responsibility commitments. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where I see candidates throwing away marks, and I want to make sure that doesn't happen to you. Tip number one, always read the case study carefully and link your answer to the specific business described. Examiners call this applying knowledge to context, and it's worth marks at every level. If the question gives you a case study about a small family-run bakery that has just started trading, your answer about objectives must reference that context. Don't just write a generic answer about profit maximization. Explain why survival is more likely to be the priority for a new small business with limited resources. Tip number two, don't assume profit is the only measure of success. This is one of the most common mistakes. Examiners are specifically looking for candidates who understand that success can be measured in multiple ways: customer satisfaction scores, market share percentage, employee well-being, environmental impact. If a question asks you to evaluate whether a business has been successful, consider all of these dimensions. Tip number three, know your command words. State means give a brief answer, one or two words or a sentence. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Use the word because or therefore to show your reasoning. Analyze means explore the causes and effects in depth. Evaluate means weigh up both sides and reach a justified conclusion. Each command word tells you exactly how much depth is expected. Tip number four, avoid the common confusion between aims and objectives. If a question asks you to state one business objective, don't write to be successful. That's an aim, not an objective. Write something specific and measurable, like to increase revenue by 15% within 12 months. Tip number five, for 6-mark or 8-mark evaluation questions, always include a conclusion. Examiners award marks for judgment. You need to say which factor is most important and why, or whether you agree or disagree with a statement, and justify your position. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause the podcast after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what does the S in SMART objective stand for? The answer is specific. Question two, name two objectives that a new startup business is most likely to prioritize: survival and profit. Question three, what is market share? The percentage of total sales in a market held by one business. Question four, give one example of a non-financial business objective: customer satisfaction, social responsibility, or ethical goals. Any of these is correct. Question five, why might a PLC prioritize shareholder value as an objective? Because it is accountable to shareholders who have invested money and expect a financial return. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Business aims are long-term, broad goals that give a business its overall direction. Business objectives are specific, measurable steps, ideally SMART, that help a business work towards its aims. The seven key objectives are survival, profit maximization, growth, market share, customer satisfaction, social and ethical objectives, and shareholder value. Objectives differ based on the size, type, and stage of the business. Not-for-profit organizations prioritize social goals over profit. Objectives change as a business evolves through its life cycle and in the exam, always link your answer to the specific context of the business in the case study.
That's it for today's episode. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.